I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Turkish state media says the Saudi consul left Turkey today, and authorities are planning to search his residence in connection with missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And there are reports from CNN and the New York Times that Saudi Arabia is getting ready to acknowledge that he died during a botched interrogation in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi, whose criticism of Saudi policy appeared in the Washington Post, hasn't been seen since he entered that consulate 2 weeks ago. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met today with Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman and his father, King Salman, in Riyadh. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is there. Michelle, what more do we know about Pompeo's meeting with the Saudi leaders?
Not much. You know, he's been very tight-lipped about this whole idea. You know, the Saudis seem to be changing their story, but U.S. officials traveling with Pompeo really don't want to say much until he has all of his meetings, and that includes a much longer dinner tonight with the Crown Prince, who's been kind of a key figure in all of this.
Well, when we spoke about this yesterday, we learned that the talk in the region is of this rogue killer that might have been in the consulate. That's what many Saudis are hearing. President Trump mentioned that after his conversation with the king yesterday. Are you hearing? I mean, what are you hearing people there say?
The Saudi media has been focused on one narrative, so it'll be interesting if they actually do switch the narrative completely around here, how people here react to the news. The U.S. government is, you know, wants to hear the whole story and hear it face to face rather than just on the phone and just through the media before they make any determination. I mean, they're not even telling us if they believe what they're hearing or whether anyone should believe what they're hearing from the Saudis on this.
Well, what about the reports from CNN and the New York Times that the Saudis are preparing what may ultimately be the truth, that this was a death that occurred during a botched interrogation, which, of course, that doesn't sound like an interrogation. It sounds like, you know, torture if someone dies during it. The prince is newly ascendant, you know, in his leadership role. There's reporting that it might have been an intelligence officer trying to impress him. What are you hearing in response to that reporting?
Well, you know, it's not only this, Robin, but, you know, there's been a lot of things happening in this country where you have women activists being jailed. Last year you had the Ritz-Carlton turn into a prison of, you know, four Saudi princes caught up in these corruption crackdowns. But it was so interesting watching Secretary Pompeo, because rather than coming in and really, you know, demanding answers or being firm, all you saw were smiles when he was there with the king, with the Saudi crown prince. They exchanged pleasantries. If you didn't know that this was a time of real tensions and a real issue hanging over this, it looked like any other visit that I've taken with the Secretary of State.
Well, that could be to try to smooth things over because it's such a delicate situation. And explain why that is. You know, the president keeps referring to an arms deal, which isn't really a deal. It's sort of a promise of purchase of weapons by the Saudis. But the Saudis are invested heavily elsewhere. I mean, why might the Trump administration be tiptoeing around this?
Well, Saudi Arabia is key to their regional goals and ambitions. Remember, this president came in talking tough about Iran. And, you know, you still hear Secretary Pompeo focusing on Iran almost nonstop and not criticizing the Saudis in that way at all. They pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal. They're reimposing sanctions on Iran, including oil sanctions that go into effect in early November. And they want the Saudis to continue to keep the oil market stable. So, you know, for them, this is a terrible time for something like this to happen. As shocking as it is to the rest of the world, you know, they need Saudi Arabia for that, for the Iran deal. They need Saudi Arabia for the Middle East peace deal that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has been working on. Saudi Arabia is a key to that as well. So, you know, this is a very delicate dance for Secretary Pompeo to be doing, because, you know, the president has already made it clear that he doesn't want to upend arms deals. He doesn't want to upend business relationships with the Saudis. But they do say they want somebody held accountable for this crime against, or, you know, alleged crime against Jamal Khashoggi. And they want to know what happened to him.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo visits there. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.